Back in 1935, after the first Great Depression, the federal government, under the auspices of the Works Progress Administration, developed the Federal Writers Project, which put 6,600 unemployed journalists, editors, and researchers to work around the country. Florida was fortunate enough to have such notables as Zora Neale Hurston and Stetson Kennedy assigned to reveal her wonders to the world. The result of their work was a book titled Florida, A Guide to the Southernmost State, a compilation of 22 driving tours along what were then the Sunshine State's main roads. 6 decades later, I-75, I-95, Route 4 and the Florida Turnpike have rendered many of those previously well-traveled roads obsolete, and therein lays one of the tragedies of our state. Kathy Solustri decided to take the original book and follow the roads less traveled, uncovering the hidden springs, beaches, forests, and farms that comprise the real Florida. Along the way, she takes readers to the smallest post office in the United States, down in Ochapi, introduces us to the skunk ape hunters in the Everglades, and invites us into some of the best out-of-the-way diners and fish houses in Florida. Solustri is the quintessential traveling companion. Her upbeat personality, sense of humor, and over-the-top love of Florida shine through on every page. Her book, I'm sorry to say, is not one that should be borrowed from the library. This is one you need to own. Each chapter begins with a quote from the original Hurston Kennedy book that Solustri uses as her guide and covers a trip that can be made in 1 or 2 overnights, from the Panhandle to Route 80 around Lake Okeechobee to old Route 41 from Naples to Miami. Her directions are specific, recommendations for places to sleep, from campgrounds to mom-and-pop motels, rivers to kayak, and bargain restaurants offering generous servings of fresh food abound. Please do not mistake this book for a standard Frommer's or Fodor's guide. Solustri's master's degree in Florida studies serves her in good stead. Her knowledge of Florida's history is deep and broad. Whether she's educating us about the history of U.S. sugar, the South Florida Water Management District, the cattle and citrus industries, or the flora and fauna of our state, she does it in the conversational manner of a good friend who just happens to be president of the Florida Tourist Bureau. This is a must-read for residents and visitors alike.